Mostly they left home for mostly the same reason. Life was getting harder with every passing season. Some say it's corruption, others the embargo. How is one hungry family to know? But everybody said there was another option north. So people made their way to Mexico and then ventured forth. Crossed the border and found work somewhere in the USA, hoping they might bring their families here someday. Now they're in detention, so far away from home, sending an SOS from Chrome. A place that has a history of prisoner abuse. Now all the sadists have been let loose. Give them a cup of moldy rice to live on every day, and see how many die when you treat them this way. With hardly any toilets, packed like sardines in a can, robbed of any dignity according to plan. To let the word get out, torture awaits if you dare to seek asylum in the United States. Now they're in detention, so far away from home, sending an SOS from Chrome. Several men have died there only since the fall. Indefinite detention within these four walls. Who here might get sent off to El Salvador? Overwhelmingly only for the crime of being poor. The message unmistakable, which I'm helping the fascists convey. If you dare to cross that border, then you may be held for years at Chrome, asking why you ever dared to think that you should try. 'Cause now you're in detention, so far away from home, sending an SOS from Chrome. Mostly they left home for mostly the same reason.